This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Well, this Orioles season has not gone how Mike Elias would have thought, how David Rubenstein would have thought, quite frankly, how pretty much everyone would have thought. 9 games below .500, and the Orioles make a sell-side trade on July 10th. But here's David Rubenstein earlier this week talking about his team's struggles.
The first 2 years, the year I bought it, we did okay, not as well as we did the year before I bought it. This year has not worked out that well. We have a lot of injuries. We lead the major leagues, I think, in injuries. And, you know, what are you supposed to say to a young person who injures his arm? You can't say go out and play when your arm is injured. Mm-hmm. So it's difficult. And I'm not able to coach these players very much. I can't tell them what to do. I'm 75. These guys are 21, 22 years old. I mean, I'm, you know, so much older than them. I don't really have a hard time, getting to them.
You had a post on LinkedIn.
Well, I've made up, you know, like, for example, I one time got there early on the game. I said I had to make a speech for somebody on prostate cancer, and somebody, one of the young players, said, well, what's a prostate? And I said, you'll find out eventually. But
there was a Rubenstein on the team struggles, Jason.
I guess I'll grow into this. I don't, what am I supposed to say to that? I mean, nobody thinks you're supposed to be going around adjusting people's stances or whatever, but dude, you're a leader of industry. You're a titan of industry. You amassed incredible wealth and you did it through your acumen and your cunning and your want to and your desire to compete and win. You weren't a Nepo baby. I don't understand, like, what that messaging is all about. Like, he hadn't spoken in a while. And the other clip we played is even more kind of weird than this. Like,
here's that one.
Like, what are you selling, bro?
You know, I leave the baseball to the baseball professionals. My job is to be the owner. It's to help with ticket sales, commercial things, take the blame when something goes wrong. But in the end, you've got professional baseball players, managers, general managers, and they know what they're doing. And, you know, baseball is a game of some, you know, injuries and so forth. But we have a very good team. We have good players. We won 3 games in a row against the Atlanta Braves the other day. We're going to play the Mets soon, and I think we have a reasonable good chance in the second half of doing much, much better.
It was obviously prior to Tuesday's game against the Mets. But, yeah, he mentioned in that quote, taking blame. Well, I think that's the time where, hey, this has not been the season that any of us would have thought it would be. We're going to do everything in our power to correct this.
I can't just write it off to injuries, even though that's what one of my highest paid employees, who's not a player, right? Probably his highest paid employee, excluding people on the MLB payroll, Mike Elias, even though that's what he's spewing. I gotta come with something a little different than that. Like, look at it like how you would talk to your stockholders. Like, I don't understand how you're trying to tell us how good your baseball team is. Like, you just traded, this was 12 hours later, you traded one of your most effective relievers for a kid, if he ever plays in the major leagues, won't be for 5 years. Like, why is there this disconnect between reality? Well, I know why. Because he's been bamboozled by a guy who's the emperor, but the emperor wears no clothes. It's the Wizard of Oz, but then you look who's really back there, and it's somebody who's a nobody.
Then there's a quote where, interesting enough timing, Rob Manfred bringing up salary cap, and we know how that's going to go when the CBA expires at 2026. But Rubenstein said this: I think there's a general consensus in the country that we need more equilibrium. We want every team to feel when they begin the season they have a chance, no matter if you're in a small city or a big city, to win a World Series. Right now, the polling data suggests that many people don't feel their smaller town teams have as much of a chance against the bigger town teams. I think more equilibrium is probably what people want. That's what we see. We'll see what happens. And
the people aren't clamoring for this. The billionaires are clamoring for this.
Well, to be fair, I think some fans do want a salary cap. But it coming from the billionaire's mouth is
he where, just bought into yes. this. He bought into this economic system. He just did it. Yeah. Everybody's telling me, well, he's only been here that long, right? That's the cop-out every time I try to hold people accountable. Well, he hasn't done it this long. Well, okay. Well, this is what he bought into. And what really kind of has me worried is when he seems dispassionate, almost like Elias, where things happen from the baseball gods and it either goes our way and it doesn't, when he talks about his baseball product. When I start to see passion and him politicking for something, it's for this salary cap that if it does come, it's going to come at the price of a season. It's going to cost the season. If they break the union, they're going to have to sit out a year to break the union. And he's got to already know that. And trust me, people I'm talking to at the MLBPA, they know it. So I just find this to be an incredibly fascinating tack to take. Because the more he talks, it's like it's Angelos with fat pockets. It's the kind of stuff you would hear Angelos say, but Angelos was a Nepo baby. Angelos didn't earn what he got, and Angelos would say things, and you're like, why is that the messaging we're getting now? And this guy is older than him, supposed to be smarter than him, and is clearly more wealthy than him, and he's kept all the Angelos people around, including many who should have been fired. He's re-empowered them, and he's basically taking pages out of the Angelos bullet points when he does talk. Oh, yeah, and now that they're not that good anymore, you don't find him out there saying anything. And when he does talk, it's the political media on C-SPAN. What's that all about? How's that accountability?
It would be nice to hear him talk after the trade deadline. When all these guys are gone, we expect them to be. It would be nice to hear from the owner, for sure. Coming up at 4:15, we're going to get back into the Orioles, take a look at Kobe Mayo, who was in the starting lineup in Game 1. Not in the starting lineup in
Game 2. Not a lefty, Bones. It's not a lefty.
But coming up next, it is Lucy Burge. We'll get some nonsense with her. We'll talk to her about her Red Sox, and we will get her Dong of the Day as well on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.